All right, thank you for listening in today. The topic is great salespeople know these three facts about cold calling. Cold calling is the simplest task a salesperson would have to do, but ironically, also the most difficult. Think about it. The process of cold calling is sitting down in front of a script, calling potential leads, and communicating the value of the product you have. The task is so simple that we can outsource this if required. That said, the complexity of cold calling lies in the reality that it is the most demoralizing activity we must do on a day-to-day basis. Imagine if you were at the casino and I told you, the probability of success is 9%, meaning that in every 10 games played, you will statistically lose a minimum of 9 games. Is this a game that you would take on? Well, that 9% is the average conversion rate of cold calling, and the thought of losing repeatedly is what stops salespeople from even trying. This conundrum has created confusing arguments. For example, digital and social media marketers are happy to point out that their approach to lead generation is superior in every way, but at the same time, they are one of the biggest advocates for cold calling. These three facts provided are meant to give you a clear perspective on cold calling and help you decide its worth. Point 1. Realize that cold calling is ineffective. A study showed that it takes a salesperson 6.25 hours to set one appointment if he can make at least 8 dials per hour. The duration for successful calls is 5 minutes and 50 seconds, while unsuccessful calls average 3 minutes and 14 seconds. That means you're physically spending almost 3 hours on the phone talking to 50 different people to secure one appointment. This is the harsh truth on cold calling. It is not meant for those who are easily demoralized or lack the patience. That is why contemporary sales techniques teaches us to instead practice warm calling. The school of thought is, if you do not know who you're going to speak to on the other line, there is no point calling. That is not to say you never call the prospect, but instead, use the first call simply to gather information about the decision maker. This can be from the mystical gatekeeper or realistically anyone that's willing to talk. Another method is to use all the tools available on the internet to gather the required information. This changes the call from cold to warm, therefore significantly increasing your conversion rate. Point 2. The average human attention span is now less than 8 seconds. In 2015, Microsoft did a study on the human attention span, and being the competitive beings that we are, we have now surpassed even the 9 seconds attention levels of a goldfish. This discovery comes as no surprise, as we have been continuously overexposed to information. This has led brands to focus their most important message in the first 8 seconds of an audio or video advertisement. Cold calling works in similar fashion. Thorough research identified that the prospect uses the first 8 seconds to decide if it's worth having. Thereafter, the salesperson is buying spaces of 25 seconds each time to maintain the conversation. So, in knowing all of this data, the context that we need to provide is a script that is engaging and conforms to the 8:25 rule. It might not necessarily make any difference to conversion rate, but it's certainly better than running around like a headless chicken. Point 3. A rolling stone gathers a certain polish. By now, you should realize that there is an unnatural dedication required to being great at cold calling. The most successful people understand that it is a necessary evil and are willing to sacrifice their sanity to achieve their dreams. The art to mastering cold calling comes from setting specific goals and never wavering on its momentum. A hypothetical that I like asking is, if you had the choice between making and converting on 2 calls only each day, or having to make 50 calls and converting on 5 of them, which would you pick? Think about it. There is no right or wrong answer in this situation. And most would even say, well, if I can make 2 successful calls, why would I stop calling? It is true. But unfortunately, we see so often that every time we gain that little bit of positivity from cold calling, we take the time to give ourselves a pat on the back instead of carrying forth that momentum, which certainly makes no sense at all. Well, thank you for listening in today. All right, I'll see you again.